This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the defining characteristics of this economy the past decade or so, not often commented on outside the business press, has been the staggering amount of debt that American companies have piled up. The Fed is providing support for some of that part of the bond market, but not all corporate debt is created equal. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us up to speed on where things stand.
Corporate debt ranges from safe investment-grade debt to risky, high-yield bonds. Chuck Tomes is a portfolio manager at Manulife Investment Management. He says any way you slice it, over the last 10 years, corporations have been borrowing a lot of money.
It's the most that it's ever been on a historical basis.
All that corporate debt has been attractive to investors, pension funds, insurance companies, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds. And with negative interest rates in Europe and Japan, Tom says foreign investors have been looking around for other places to park their money.
And they're finding it in a lot of cases, the U.S. corporate bond market.
Now that the Fed is widening its support for corporate debt, some companies have taken to borrowing even more, says Marquette University professor Matteo Arena.
We're seeing a lot of companies in the last week going out and issuing large amounts of debt at very low rates, and for many companies, very close to 0%.
There's already $5.4 trillion worth of investment-grade corporate debt out there, says Colin Martin, fixed income strategist for the Schwab Center for Financial Research. That might sound scary, but he says for the stronger sectors, like financial companies, more borrowing can be a positive.
The fact that corporations can issue this debt to kind of serve as a bridge to get them through this should be good for the longer-term health of a lot of corporations.
The risk, Martin says, falls on heavily indebted companies in sectors that are getting hammered by the pandemic, such as tourism, energy, and department stores.
You know, those companies are going to see a significantly negative hit to their cash flows. It's going to be tough to service those debts.
The Fed says it plans on purchasing some riskier assets, but Martin says that doesn't mean the Fed can keep companies out of default. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.